Hi there. The word for you today is, make prayer a habit. In Luke 5:16 we read, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Habits are powerful things. We form our habits, then our habits actually form us. So, this year, are you going to stop talking about it and make it a habit? Pray and spend time with God every day. Are you going to do it? If your desire is to be like Jesus, you must begin to pray regularly. For the Bible says he, quote, often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Now let's think about those words. Don't let the word lonely intimidate you. Once you cultivate an awareness of God's closeness or his presence, you'll actually prefer his company to that of anybody else. And don't let the word withdrew intimidate you either. Just shut off your TV, your computer, and your mobile phone. Get alone with God and you'll make a wonderful discovery. In thy presence, Psalm 16 and 11, what a promise. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. John Wesley once said, I have so much to do that I must spend several hours in prayer before I'm able to do it. Martin Luther said, prayer is the most important thing in my life. If I should neglect prayer for a single day, I should lose a great deal of the fire of faith. The hymnist wrote, sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief, and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. One day the disciples asked Jesus about prayer, and he answered them by saying, when you pray, that's in Matthew 6 and verse 9, when you pray. Jesus assumed that his disciples would have a regular time for prayer. So here's the question. Could Jesus assume that about you?